Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana, with a deli featuring iced lattes made with fairly traded ingredients and local milk, and a salad bar filled with local and organic ingredients. More information is at commonground.coop. And from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Coming up next, Lisa Brotz says there's a silver lining to all those unwanted plants popping up in gardens everywhere this summer in her latest edition of Backyard Industry.
Recent heavy rains have certainly made gardening interesting. The vast amounts of water visited upon our area have had two effects. It's hard to get outside and work when the garden is a swamp, and while waiting for things to dry out, unwanted plants, weeds, get out of hand. Such is the case at Backyard Industry headquarters anyway. And of course, as I was pulling wayward plants out of the soil a couple of days ago, I started thinking about the ones I could eat. Foraging is hot right now, but only recently have we in this country gotten fully away from it. And come on, some of us have a favorite mulberry tree we pick a few from on occasion. People who enjoy eating from the wild still scope out places in rural areas to find mushrooms and sunchokes and wild asparagus, but urban foraging, even in large cities, is growing in popularity. Lamb's Quarter, which never met an environment it didn't like, is a great example. It's even enjoyed excellent press on a couple of trendy food websites this summer. Really? Lamb's Quarter? Lamb's Quarter can be a bit of a pain, especially if it goes to seed, but it's not really considered invasive and is native to the United States. Dandelions are also everywhere and are very edible, but are considered borderline invasive and were introduced in this country from Europe. Purslane, another highly edible plant that is probably taking up real estate in your garden right now, is from India and the Middle East originally, and is also considered a borderline invasive plant. One problem with invasive plants is that they like where they've been introduced so much, whether their introduction was accidental or on purpose, that they end up crowding out other plants that are native or cause problems for the cultivation of other plants for food, both commercially and in home gardens.
Plants like pigweed are growing into the cornfields and causing a lot of extra work.
Dustin Kelly is a food entrepreneur from Urbana, Illinois.
Bindweed is a big problem for tractors and for gardeners who want to have their vegetables, but suddenly they have to spend all this time keeping away this species that doesn't seem to behave itself. It just spreads quickly. It grows faster, it reproduces all by itself, and it overshades other things.
Dustin's main invasive plant of interest is the autumn olive, also known as the autumn berry. The plant was introduced to the United States from Asia in the 1800s and has done time as a landscaping plant and as a plant used for hedgerows on farms. It's considered by many to be invasive in our area, and even he wasn't sure what to do with his trees and their small red berries at first. But then
I found out that they are, in fact, totally edible, and that people across the United States have been known about that and forage them and make jams and jellies. I found an article from the Department of Natural Resources of Illinois, the IDNR, that talked about autumn olives and how they're a pest and yet they're edible.
Dustin's approach to the autumn olive is one of management rather than eradication using herbicides. Autumn olive trees are difficult to completely get rid of because they reproduce so quickly thanks to the birds who eat the fruit and the tree's penchant for the local environment. His solution has been to eat them to beat them, to find ways to manage the trees on his land while introducing the fruit into the local food landscape as jam, fruit leather, and other products, capitalizing on something considered to be a problem without the actual cultivation of new trees. He also has the opinion, seen as controversial by some, that certain invasive species can provide a benefit, like attracting pollinators or preventing soil erosion.
People often just look at what's directly impacting them, which is, how does this affect my crops? How does this look around my yard or around my land? And can I make money from this? But they ignore a lot of the extra services that species provide.
Foraging for food, whether you're interested in eating invasives or not, Dustin says, is a way of eating from your community, knowing exactly where your food is coming from. You just need to be willing to learn about it and then to go get it. You can start with your backyard, but it's a big world out there. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Brotz.